The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
See Live Off the Record with Trivago Lang is brought to you by Assurance Home Care, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Island Luck, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, and Star General Insurance Made Simple.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Trivago Lang, your host. So here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. 16 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. Well, I hope you had a good weekend, got yourself some rest and relaxation, and ready to do what you have to do this week. But let me give you the lay of the land today. There's a couple of issues I'm going to raise today, but, you know, basically I'm going to use today as an open thoughts, some queries. We can talk about those. I do have some guests coming in at 12:30 to talk about an event coming up. And then thereafter, we'll go back to our kind of open line situation. The government of the Bahamas is apparently having a town hall meeting in Grand Bahama on the arbitration ruling. Tonight, I understand. And this was told to me by folk. I really honestly didn't see the announcement. But I'm sure that it is so based on the sourcing I got it from. Which tells me that the government perceives this matter as critically important to itself and blaming people. My understanding is some attorneys in Grand Bahama being called upon to serve as a panel to discuss the arbitration ruling. I understand Terrence Cabe will be there. Gregory Moss will be there. And there is a name that escapes me, a former magistrate. Is it Rule? Anyway, so I'm curious to know what the objective is. Okay, so yeah, thank you very much. So there is Terrence Ape, who's an attorney, Gregory Moss, who's an attorney, and Ernie Wallace, another attorney. They're going to be the panelist. This is a clearing the air in Grand Bahama on arbitration. Prime Minister Philip Davis has been invited and has accepted the invitation to attend this town hall meeting. It's being it's going to be at the Belinda Wilson Convention Center. Now, it doesn't say who is actually hosting this seminar, this panel discussion, town hall meeting. It just says town hall meeting. I'm reading the flyer. Clearing the air in Grand Bahama on the arbitration ruling 2026. Guest panelists are Terrence Cape, Gregory Moss, Ernie Wallace. Says Prime Minister Philip Davis, KC, has been invited and has accepted the invitation. That's very odd to me, right? So who's actually doing this town hall meeting? It is unusual for people to put out an invite and don't say who's doing the inviting. I wouldn't go to something that I don't know who's doing the inviting. I wouldn't do that. And this flyer does not provide any guidance on who's doing the inviting. It's using the Bahamas flag. My understanding is any use of the Bahamas flag must be government. So it gives the perception of an official something. There's no private entity that's being put out there. So it's really curious why it is structured this way. I mean, I don't know. I don't know who's, not from the flyer. I don't know from the flyer. But the PM has accepted this invitation. I cannot imagine the Prime Minister would go to an invite for something that he does not know who's doing the inviting. I don't suspect that that would be true. So it seems really odd the way it's structured to me. Okay. Again, another something somebody sending to me. Same thing. Doesn't say who's doing the inviting. You just town hall meeting. Someone says that's going to be so one-sided. Terry hates the GBPA. Well, we certainly have heard him speak strongly against some things in relation to them. Say Ernie is a big PLP, says this texter. And as for Greg, well, you know, laugh out loud. It is from appearances that. Now the thing about it is, the original flyer somebody sent me said town hall meeting. That's it. Just said town hall meeting. And it gives the location and the time for the meeting. It says clear in the air, and again, using the Bahamian flag. So it seems to me clear that the government is concerned about the narrative, perhaps around this ruling, etc. I will tell you that I couldn't my own self see any, like my own self, I don't know what is there to be cleared in the air on the arbitration ruling. I think that the arbitration ruling is very clear for anyone who can read and comprehend. The government put in a claim for $357,044,000 to be paid by the port. The arbitrator said no, claim unsuccessful. The port put in some counterclaims, eight of them, and of the eight, seven were dismissed by the arbitrators. One was successful. And as far as those dismissed claims are concerned, much maintain a status quo. And even if people want to read, well, now we know that IRCA is the regulator for the Grand Bahama Power Company as opposed to Grand Bahama Port Authority. That was always the law, and the government was being told by the port that it wasn't so, and the government, the IRCA, put it in the court so the courts could decide. So it would have been cleared up anyways in the courts, even if the arbitrators didn't do it. And the government never asked the arbitrators to look at it. The government never asked the arbitrators to look at any of the matters the court asked the arbitrators to look at. So to me, I don't see what the mystery is. But this says, this text says, Terry is now a PLP as the lawyer for the new hotel. I see. Oh, I see. Okay. And you know, sometimes people say, that's it. And this was sent out, somebody says, Friday evening for a meeting tonight. Okay. Anyways, well, maybe we'll see what happens, what transpires there. But as I indicated, for me, matters seem fairly clear. All right. So we're going to take this quick break, ladies and gentlemen. And then when we come back, we'll speak with our guests. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
To take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
You try to rest. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Your host is so glad that you got in radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust again that you are well. If you want to give us a call on the show, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I have my guests in studio to talk about an upcoming event. My understanding is I have the great Nat Benaby in the studio and Mr. Lyndon Maycock. Good day, gentlemen.
Yeah, good day, Shivago. It's an honor. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, man, on any day they send you to me, I'm just like, you know, I'm tickled pink, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you all want to make me feel like I came back to church right up and down.
Well, that's a good feeling, you know. We are really, really delighted. You're my longtime good friend.
Absolutely. And no Lyndon question Maycock, about it. No.
Yeah, Lyndon Maycock is here with us. Who is the co-chair, he and his wife, of the National Planning Committee for the Church of God of Prophecy. And we've come here with some great news to share.
But please tell us what's happening. Because, you know, can I tell you guys something before you move on? I said that, I think you will find this interesting. So, unfortunately, and I think you may know her, I just recently attended the funeral of the lady who was head girl when I was head boy at Hawksbill High School. And can I tell you that they were Church of God of Prophecy folk from way back when, right, while I was in school. Can I tell you that they introduced me to the notion of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ?
Wow. Praise
the first time I heard about the tribulation, the first time I heard about Revelation, the first time I heard about you need to just not only believe in God, but that you need to have a personal relationship to Jesus Christ, it was Delano Taylor and Maureen Hall. Maureen Hall was head girl when I was head boy. She just passed away. We funeralized her Saturday past, et cetera. And my first introduction to even Pentecostalism, the Holy Spirit in that way, was attending a Church of God, the Prophecy Church.
Wow. Well, listen here, Shivago. First of all, they must have done a wonderful job, because what they imparted with you then stuck.
They did.
Yes.
They did.
That's absolutely really wonderful. And I know these folks well.
Yes.
Yeah. And I use them to tell young people can change young people's lives.
Oh, yes, yes. And last year, during our national convention, our theme was...
The Great Homecoming.
The Great Homecoming. So I'm throwing that out to you now. You need to come home. So
I am with you in spirit.
Yeah, Shivago. Thank you so, so much for having us. And I listen to your show from time to time. You impart knowledge and information. And one thing I like you for is you stick to the facts. You always bring folks to the facts. So, listen, we have really come to share some exciting news here in the Bahamas Empowerment Conference. Just, I'll take a minute or two to put things in perspective for our church. September 1st, 2024, we appointed a new bishop, Bishop Dr. Woodley Thompson, who is the national bishop for the Church of God of Prophecy in the Bahamas. And then he appointed a plurality leadership team comprising of Bishop Branson Gibson and myself. And so this is a new, fresh vision for the church. The overarching goal is the Holy Spirit-led reconciliation of people to Christ. And he undergirded this with three pillars, one faith, one... So what we're embarking on is the church continues with mission and worship as its principal core objectives, but we are also accelerating training and development. And so we have had previous years, off year from our national convention, which was last year, conclaves. We have changed that now to conferences, and this is the first time we are having this international conference in the Bahamas here with global speakers. And the theme of this empowerment conference is multiplying leaders, mobilizing mission, equipping for impact. And it runs from March 11 to March 15, 2026 at the Bahama Resort. This is super exciting. And I can share with you who the presenters would be, and so on and so forth. You want me to continue to proceed, or you want to just...
Carry on.
Yes, thank you. And so the focus of this empowerment conference is principles in all aspects of daily living. And Shivago, this kingdom principle is this. This is a process whereby God begins to govern and manifest himself in the world and the affairs of men. And this kingdom is not just talking about heaven or something far off or something distant. The kingdom isn't something far off at all. It's a present reality. And in the Gospel of Matthew, it says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Luke goes on to say that the kingdom of God is within you. So whatever you want to achieve in this life, the Bible is replete with how to, what to, when to, and we are truly endeavoring to have the citizenship of this country, Bahamians and residents, to apply God's precepts, his testimonies, to everything they do in richer and more fulfilled. And we have some exciting international and national speakers. So on Wednesday, for example, we have an opening by the Honorable I. Chester Cooper, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Tourism, Investments and Aviation. And his topic, Shivago, is how religious tourism positively impacts the Bahamas on social and economic affairs. And then in the evening, we have the presiding bishop of our church from Cleveland, Tennessee, Tim Coulter. He's going to be speaking on the topic leadership multiplication on mission-driven impact. And then on Wednesday morning, of course, our esteemed Prime Minister will be visiting with us. And then we have wonderful worship experience. We have Todd Dunley. He's a Grammy Award gospel artist from the United States. And in the evening, then we will have Greg Nettle. Nettle is the president of Stadia, a global church planting organization dedicated to starting churches that reaches the next generation. And at 23, he planted his first church in Dublin, Ireland. He then led River Church in Ohio for 25 years, increasing his membership from 100 to over 3,000 and helping to start 50 new churches. He also co-authored Small Matters, One-Off, and Disciples Who Make Disciples. And then on Thursday morning, we have our Morning Glory. The National Youth Praise Team will usher us into a time of praise and worship. Then we have another international presenter, Joy Rivas. She grew up in the rural hills of Virginia at age 14. She accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior. And Joy has learned the value of pastoral care and ministry to children and church members outside her ministry. In July 2016, she completed a master's degree in ministry studies through Lee University. And so all of these speakers are eminently qualified. And during the morning break, the General Presbyter for the Caribbean and Atlantic Ocean Islands, Bishop Clayton Martin, who visits the Bahamas regularly, he will be speaking on navigating the culture of leadership. And then later on that morning, we have a presentation by Gabriel Vidal, who is the General Presbyter for our church, the Church of God of Prophecy in South America. And he's a native of Dominican Republic, but he actually resides in Cleveland, Tennessee. Again, he holds a Master's of Arts in Religion from Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary, and a Doctor of Ministry from Western Theological Seminary. And so I know both Gabriel Vidal and very well, Bishop Clayton Martin, the qualified and filled with the Spirit of God. And they will be a blessing to us here in the Bahamas. And then on Thursday evening, we have then presenting Leo McLean. Leo McLaren, pardon me, he's the founder and CEO of Bible.ai, the first religious app to integrate voice and virtual AI on a theological platform pioneering new ways for Christians to experience their faith in the digital age. You know, this is really marvelous. He also created Spirit Notes, a faith-driven note-taking app empowering Christians to record, reflect, and grow deeper in their spiritual journey. The visionary, entrepreneur, and theological leader Leo previously shaped experiences for numerous Fortune 500 companies, honing a passion for building highly polished products. And he leads the At the Church Dude, which reached more than 100 million people in the past year. And so he is, I'm truly inviting the public to this event, and they cannot miss this empowerment experience starting Wednesday this week. And I just want to just mention Friday, and then the co-leader of our National Planning Committee, Lyndon Maycock, he will share what we will be presenting on Saturday and Sunday. And so to on Friday, our own Darren Seymour, he will speak on a kingdom framework for stewardship, sustainability, and societal transformation. And of course, Darren is has developed into a real estate expert, and we look forward to his presentation. The morning of Friday, the presenters will be Anthony Ferguson and Pamela Ferguson. They're from CFAL, well-known experts around financial advisory services, and the country knows them very well. And then in the evening, Daniel Philippi, he will present on leadership and organizational effectiveness. And he lives in Cleveland, Tennessee, originally from the DR. And Bishop Philippi also served as the state bishop of Texas in the past and a member of the Finance and Stewardship Committee. He currently serves as a executive director of finance and administration at international offices and international director of stewardship ministries. He also served as chairman of the Global Missions Committee and the Assembly Task Force. Again, very qualified with an MBA and currently pursuing a PhD in organizational leadership and at Liberty. And then on the evening, Roger Ball. He will be presenting on the making of a leader. He's currently the supervisor of the Bronx, Manhattan, and Bermuda District, comprised of 8 churches within the Church of God of Prophecy Northeast region. He also serves as the executive pastor of Family Life Worship, and where he serves as senior pastor, clinical social worker licensed by New York State and has specialized in couples counseling for over 20 years. He's a supervisor of social workers, and he is taught at New York Theological Seminary and Concordia, Mercy and Monroe Colleges. And he teaches at Lehman College, as well as Fordham University, where he has taught for almost 15 years. And so you can see quite an impressive lineup of international and national presenters. And just share Saturday and Sunday, and then we'll take a break and follow Shivago's lead.
Okay, thank you very much. So on Saturday, that's March 14, the Empowerment Conference then moves into the Farrington Road area, into the Rock Crusher, better known as the Rock Crusher area, where our local church is known as the Farrington Road Church is located. And that location is on Haven Avenue in the Rock Crusher area. We will begin on Saturday with a massive parade beginning at the C.C. Sweeting Senior High School on College Avenue, and we will parade through the community of the Rock Crusher, ending on the community park there in the Haven Avenue addition area. At 11 a.m. after the parade, we have Farrington Road Church. The church has been recently remodeled, redeveloped for worship. And so there will be a rededication ceremony that will happen at 11 o'clock on March 14th. And so we are inviting all of, particularly those members who would have attended the 400 Road Church. I guarantee you, if you come to the 400 Road Church, the Rock Crusher area, you will not recognize the church. You will probably pass it. And so we are inviting particularly all those former members who would have attended our church in the Rock Crusher area, 400 Road, to please come out at 11 a.m. And then after the rededication of that edifice, we will then move into an empowerment fest. This is a festival that we will have in excess of about 20 vendors on the grounds right there. We're not going anywhere. In the Farrington Road area, the community is involved. There are members or residents in the community that will be a part of our festival. And the festival will have stalls ranging from food, art, craft. It's an empowerment fest. And so we would have the Ministry of Tourism also there, the business center, persons who want to interested in starting new business and want help in terms of business plans, legal advice, they will be on site. Also at the Bahama Convention Center too, they will also be on site. Also on Friday, for registrants of the conference, we know we're in the season where we're getting ready for our national election. And so the Parliamentary Registrar Department will be on site at the Bahama Convention Center for registrants. We want to empower a voteless people is a hopeless people. And so we want everybody under the sound of my voice, particularly those registrants, to come out at the Bahama Convention Center to register to vote for our upcoming convention, the election, sorry about that. And then on Sunday, we move back to our tabernacle on East Street, what is known as the big jumper church on East Street. We move there on Sunday morning, where we'll have our closeout ceremony. It will be live on ZNS to be broadcast around the Commonwealth, and so on radio, that is. And so we will, where our national bishop will deliver his final charge to the country on Sunday morning, March 15, starting at 10 a.m. at the East Street Tabernacle.
This is one of the most comprehensive I've ever heard. I mean, like, you have the spiritual emphasis, you have the practical everyday life emphasis, etc. So there are lots of things for your registrants and attendees to get out of the conference. You almost see charging people $1,650 a piece for coming.
Well, no, Shivago. The early registration up to end of February, I think, was
$150,
and after that was $175. And you know, this is really not about making a profit. Our goal is to break even,
yes.
And we are allocated 500.
500 registrants.
And yes. Where we are,
we have oversubscribed in terms of 500 registrants. But now we're now offering daily passes. You could now choose which day you want to come, and so that daily pass entitle you for both sessions at $75 per day.
And Shivago, this. You can say to God a prophecy only. We don't only want our members to benefit from this. This is for the country. This is transformational. Right. This is practical Christian tools for practical Christian living. That's really where we're going with this, you know. And this is why the entire public invited to attend. And registrants have come from all walks of life, all in sundry,
and I want us, when we talk about religious tourism, we have countries represented outside of all of the islands in the Bahamas. We have countries coming in from participants or registrants coming in from Guyana. They're coming in from Barbados, Canada, the United States of America, the British Virgin Islands, Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, and down under, known as Australia. And so
why not? You got leadership training, you got financial guidance, yes. You got legal guidance, you've got family guidance, you got missions guidance. I mean, like, if you are a person involved with church or church ministry or aspire to be involved with church or church ministry, you just have like a offerings in terms of subject matter and capable people to deliver up on those. And that's important.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Shivago, we have been, Church of God of Prophecy has been in this country for 118 years, 1908, consistently. And so we have learned a lot over the years, and we realize we have built a wonderful and strong brand in this country. And I don't think there are many mainstream organizations much older than we are here with the consistency in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout this archipelago. And so we have come to recognize that in a pragmatic way, in discipleship, it really needs, we need to step up kingdom principles, the application of that. This Christianity business is a mission of feeling. Those things are good because the church focus is indeed mission and worship.
Yes.
Okay, that's fundamental. But to grow as a Christian, you need substance, you need the meat of the word, and you need to understand what kingdom principles are all about. That is Christ living, dwelling, having preeminence in your life and everything you do. That guarantees success.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I did take note of that parade on Farrington Road coming up too now. You know anybody that's parade like the Church of Prophecy?
How many bands we have?
We're going to have four bands, including our band out of Grand Bahama, the Bahama Brass Band. Yeah, I know you're very familiar with the Bahama
mm-hmm.
Brass.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will be coming down also.
Starting from where?
Starting from CC Sweeting Senior High School on College Avenue, including with all of our bands. You know, like you said, the Spiritual Prophecy is known for music with spirit. We also implemented those urban renewal our band members. So the Urban Renewal Band will also be a part of our parade on Saturday morning.
All right. Well, there you go. So how do people register?
Register. You can come to our national office. Our national office is located on Boundary Avenue. That's closest to the East Street thoroughfare there, Boundary Avenue. You can also come to the so for daily passes, you can also come to the Bahama Convention Center on the day that you want to come. That's Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. A lot of persons are coming in on Wednesday in particular because, like Bishop Nat said, Todd Delaney, Grammy Award winner Todd Delaney, Victory Belongs to Jesus, the anthem. And you know, there are songs that he was singing. He will be the worship leader for the opening night, the Wednesday night. That alone by itself is a worship experience that persons would want to come to.
Online
registration for daily, it was, but we are closing at the close of, they have until the close of business today to do the online registration. We have to do a cutoff because of, you know, like we want to practice good stewardship, we have to do our reconciliation in terms of where we cut off. And so online registration ends at the close of business today. And,
okay, and what's the online address?
COGOPBahamas.com. COGOPBahamas.com.
All right, there you got it. You have it, folks, the whole shebang.
Yes.
Any final words, gentlemen?
Yes. We are truly excited about what the Lord has led through our national bishop, Dr. Woodley Thompson, for this time, for this conference with the theme, Multiplying Leaders, Mobilizing Mission, Equipping for Impact. Please come and be blessed. We assure you, we want to guarantee you that you will not leave the same way you came. Blessings. Lyndon?
Well, thank you. Well, thank you very much, NACOC. We appreciate you guys and every success on the conference.
Yes, thank you for having us, Shivago. Look forward to seeing you sometime again. And blessings to you and your family. Love you, my brother.
Thank you, yeah. sir.
Thank you.
Likewise.
Thank you, too.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break for news. We'll be back after the news break.
Come take my hand. Walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money. At work.
Hey, Nassau, get ready for the new and bold Barbecue Crispy King at Burger King. Two 100% flame-grilled patties stacked with that irresistible onion crunch you love. Smoky barbecue sauce, crisp bacon, and crunch, bacon, cheese, flame-grilled flavor. Swing by any of Burger King's 6 Nassau locations and taste the new Barbecue Crispy King today. Burger King Nassau, where taste is on fire.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers remain the same. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can also call us on 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. A few years ago, I spoke at a conference that the accountants had in the Bahamas. I think they have, I don't know if it's annual, but they have a regular conference that they convene and, you know, go over there. And while I was at that conference, I shared something and I used the term undata. I was talking about my concerns about what I call undata. It was my terminology for the extent to which people either deny actual data, deny the rational interpretation or translation of that data, distort that data, misrepresent that data, or just outright falsify in replacement of that data. Undata is what I called it. And this was years ago when I expressed my concerns about it. A French, one of the speakers came up to me, well, he stood up actually in the conference and he said, I love that expression. I love it. Undata. Don't be surprised if you hear it used again. He says, I love it. My concerns about UNDATA has not diminished. In fact, it's increased. It amazes me. This wasn't always the case. It is the case now. C. Allen Johnson says it's clickbaiting. But there are these headlines that you see attached to a post, either on Facebook or YouTube or wherever, and the headline has nothing to do. In fact, it is a misrepresentation many times. It's a lie sometimes of the content that is actually what exists when you actually go into the post. And get you to view the data. So for me, it's lying. Okay, I'm not gonna fancy it up. Clickbaiting is what you're doing, but you're lying if you put something out there and misrepresent what it is. It's no different than if the newspapers in the Bahamas went ahead and put a headline, Trivago lying dead, and it ain't true. It's a lie. If they know that to be so, if they know that not to be true and they put that out there, it'd be a lie. And they could be sued for something like that, right? It's a lie. You put a headline, oh, the Lakers guard, Doncic, was arrested today. That's a lie. It's an outright lie if it ain't true. It's not clickbaiting. You're lying. You are lying. You are demonstrating that you are a liar. That's the truth. And if you are sending around that lie, you are a participant in the propagation of a lie. Sue people for putting out lies that might defame them and that kind of thing. You, as a participant in it, can also be held culpable in that defamation suit. And so we think it's a light matter to go around just lying on people and propagating lies. Propagating it because somebody sent it to us. We think it's okay to send it to somebody else. We don't verify it. We don't establish the bona fides of it. But if it was about your family member, if it was about you, you wouldn't want anybody to do it to you. But you do it every day on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and all these kinds of, not only constructing lies, but putting the lies out. So I saw something sent to me, and it said that Marvin Deems had resigned. It didn't even say withdrawn. It said his candidacy. And I said, wow, okay, all right. I don't know. It seemed legitimate to me. But then I went and I asked and inquired of the leadership of the FNM, and they said, that's not true. Not true. Someone sent me a WhatsApp and they said, the government of the Bahamas, and I expressly want to say this for one person in particular who continues to send me these stupid, nonsense, idiotic WhatsApps about bias. I want to send this out because this has nothing to do with what I did today. On the weekend, someone sent me, and I could read the WhatsApp for you if you want, sent me a WhatsApp and said, that the government of the Bahamas, meaning Prime Minister Davis and those, bringing in illegal Haitians and doing this with illegal Haitians, and I sent this question back to them. Where is your evidence for that? They then sent me another something, post. Evidence. I said, that's an accusation. And they have been, from that time, sending me notes about the matter, and I have not changed my mind that you cannot tell me the government is doing this, that, and the next thing. It doesn't make no difference to the PLP, FNM, or whoever. And if there's no evidence, get me to buy into it. But if I have evidence of something, and if I evaluate something, it doesn't matter if the FNM or PLP, I will speak to it on this show if I think it's relevant. And you can call me biased, tell the cows come home. I really don't care. I've had the FNM angry with me. I've had the PLP angry with me. So I must be biased toward the two of them. We have to be more responsible in what we do sending out this stuff that we keep sending out about what is happening. Because sharing a lie doesn't make it any less your responsibility for promoting a lie. You're sharing a lie. You have, I have a responsibility if we are sending verified bona fides of it, or if I send it out, make an inquiry. I could send and say, is this true? Do you know if this is true? But to say definitively X, Y, and Z is the case without it being the case, that's not intelligent. That's not helpful. That is not wise. That is destructive. And until it happens to you, you won't stop. And trust me, you keep digging them ditches like that, one of them can be dug for yourself. I remember my dear mother. My mom used to say sometimes, like she'd say to me, boy, I hear X, Y, and Z. I said, mommy, you get that in the punch. She said, well, it don't be far from the truth. I said, well, I want you to remember that when the punch puts something out about your son. So I was telling my own mother, you know, we have to be careful, right? We have to be careful. We have to want to substantiate. And then when you verify something, don't mind that people hate that you mentioning it because they PLP or FNM or COI. Don't mind. Don't be concerned about that. If it's the truth and you are sharing it and you are highlighting it or you are discussing it, if they get upset, that's on them. Don't get mad. Don't worry about that. Don't mind them calling you biased. Mind you, they biased as hell. But they won't call you biased, right? You don't mind. Don't mind that. The Prime Minister of the Bahamas is biased. He's a PLP. But I expect that. Why should he be biased? He loves his party. He supports his party. He supports his government. But it's okay for him to be biased and speak to all of us, and we are expected to believe what he says, but other people can't speak, even if it is not supportive of what he may or may not be doing, and not be accused of being biased. While the people who accuse you of being biased is biased as hell. I didn't tell you all before, man. Intelligent people don't fall for this. So, for instance, a fella texted me to say, there you go again. I can read what he said to you because he thinks I'm, he said, there you go again, trying to discourage your FNM listeners not to attend the upcoming town hall meeting. This is becoming a campaign station, very biased. This is what he says. This is a former police officer. He think I don't know him, who tried to tell me he was not a PLP supporter, but I already knew what time it was, right? And because I point out that I see a flyer with the Prime Minister having accepted an invite with a panel list with no one owning who's sending out the stuff. Like, who does that? Like, who does that? Who invites you to something and doesn't tell you who it is doing the inviting? I mean, can you be more naive? Can you be more ignorant than suggesting that someone is biased because they point something like that out? Right? It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. But I want to tell you, I live in a world now where people abroad and people at home are far too comfortable trying to tell us what we didn't see, what we didn't hear, what we didn't feel, what we didn't touch, what we didn't taste, and what we didn't understand. People who want us to be educated, critical thinkers, who want us to be intelligent, but have no issue telling you you didn't read what you read, you didn't see what you saw, you didn't experience what you experienced. In psychological, in clinical psychology, that's called gas. It's an effort to make a person feel like their reality is either not what it is or something other than what they think it is. It would be no different than people going into your home and you just put your laptop on the counter. They move, when you are out of the room, they move your laptop from where it was, put it somewhere else, and then they tell you, oh, you never put it there. Now, you remember you put it there, but now, because you think these people should be trusted by you, you're thinking, okay, maybe I made a mistake, and then they keep doing it, and eventually what you start to do is you start to question your own reality. That's called gaslighting. It is a part of the undata movement. It's a part of what is happening all over the world, where people are not only, see, there's one thing for you to give your perception of a thing. That's one thing. But it is an entirely different thing. That's entirely different. Okay? That's entirely different. If you and three people are all named in the same document about the same thing, and you tell me two of those people are in trouble and you're not, what do you want me to believe? Really? Or if you tell me you ain't in the document to begin with. Right? No. Those are different things. And so what I see and observe happening on these social media platforms, and in the age of AI, this has gotten ramped up to an exponential level. And that's why you and I, we have to be careful putting our stuff out there, man, putting our images and putting our words and stuff out there, because sometimes people take your own words and images and stuff, and they may distort them using AI. Next thing, you know, X, Y, and Z. This is going to be the first general election in which AI features prominently as a generative tool of the political process, where you can literally take anybody's image and you can apply that image anywhere, anyone's video. You can place somebody anywhere. You can put somebody's face on somebody's body on somebody else's face. You can do any number of things. And you have people out there who are naive enough, who are uncareful enough to simply just believe what they see. And the next thing you know, boom, oh, that's you. It's crazy. And I am sounding the alarm. I am sounding the warning about this nonsense. I am doing that. And I don't care who gets upset about it. Because until it happens to you, you ain't gonna feel it. You don't mind laughing at somebody else's situation. You don't mind we are living in a dangerous place with tools in the hand. First of all, ability with no character is a license to kill. Ability with no character is a license to kill. Character with no ability is an invitation to learn. I'd rather have somebody with character and no ability than somebody with ability and no character any day. I can teach a character person with no ability the ability they require. But that character, uncharactered person with ability, is very dangerous. And some of us are innocently being conduits of, participants with, and collaborators of uncharactered care. We don't seem to know. We don't seem to understand how dangerous this stuff is. You can elect a government now anywhere in the world on fabrication using AI. It's gotten to the point where there's an AI minister in one of the governments in one of the Eastern European countries, I believe it is, or Eastern countries, AI minister, cabinet minister. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Hurt people, and spreading lies, accusations, or defaming content is what this culture loves to do. Being responsible is not their concern or intent. With AI, the distortion of the truth is rampant, and if you are not a truth seeker, you can easily be misled. Absolutely, well said. Can't disagree with you at all. You know, it's crazy. And I'm warning political parties, all of them, we are going to do our best to discern what is put out there, deceived by, misdirected by, misrepresented by what is being put out. We can do that. I don't care who it is. We will do that. It says it's called false advertisement. It is false advertisement. It is. It's also a lie. And false advertisement can get you in legal problem. It's Texas, Mr. Lang. They see those five Freeport seats melting away. Will the hotel be open and functional after the town hall meeting, or will the workers get their legal amount of severance pay? I rest my case, says that texter. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, I just started to listen to you talking about AI. I think Obama would have spoke about that about 4 years ago, where AI will become a threat to democracy. And I think Mia Marty touched on it, the one CARICOM meeting. And she said, Barbados spends thousands of dollars on sometimes malicious AI generated and outright lies. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. Are you done?
Yeah, that is my concern also. This AI stuff where government and people could get elected based on pure lies. That's my main concern.
The truth is, it isn't a pure lie that you get elected on because outright lies are too easy to detect. So outright lies are too easy to detect. It is the skirting of the truth and that becomes the real danger. Remember, Satan said to Adam and Eve, did God say that ye shall surely die? And they said, yeah. And Satan said, no, but ye shan't surely die, because God knows that when you eat of this tree, you shall become like gods, knowing good from evil. Now, okay. All of that was an
untrue. You're going with that one, yeah. You're absolutely right.
If they modify the truth, they tinker with it. And so you now have to discern between it and, you know, the other thing.
Yeah, but I mean, people tend to believe lies and half-truth quicker. And they believe the truth. That's the way it seems.
No, it depends. It depends on. So what happens is in order to get people to believe a lie, to believe an untruth, you have to dress it in a way that appears to be in their interest. So what people really love is what is in their interest. They don't love a lie. They love what is in their interest. If you tell somebody the truth and the truth is going to pay them some money, they love that.
Okay, let me ask you a final question. You got a saying that says, if you repeat a lie or misinformation often enough without being refuted, it becomes true. You believe that?
The research says that. The research says if you repeat a lie, if you yourself, time, you may come to believe your own lie.
Because I believe in the last U.S. presidential election, Donald Trump repeated for 4 years, that the election was stolen, that they didn't have any right to the Capitol, the people, it was peaceful, the people was on vacation, and Americans believed that, actually.
Many, millions believed it. Millions believed it.
I will continue to listen.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate your calling. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, pay our respects to our great sponsors. We'll be back after this break. Listening to C-Live and Chicago.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together.
Sister, bitch. One, go. Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Join the Ultra Family. Online signups are here, and it's ultra fast. Start winning from your phone. Sign up online in minutes and jump straight into the action at ultragames.com. And right now, when you sign up online, you're entered for a chance. No stress. Just click, sign up, and start playing. Ultra Games. Unleash your luck.
Ultra Games reminds you it's only a game. Please game responsibly.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shavar Rolang, your host. Just so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You, when confronted with what you may believe is misinformation, there's some things you could do, that we could all do to help, you know? Because we are entering, we are in a period of time in this world where they mislead. You know, you can, political spin, as an example, is a persuasive tool. It's an effort to frame something in a way that essentially gives you an advantage in the framing. It doesn't use misinformation. It doesn't use inaccuracies. It doesn't. It's not an attempt to mislead you. So political spin will not tell you, for instance, the government made $10 billion when in fact the government made $7 billion. So political spin will tell you, the amount that the government made was an exceptional amount for compared to its forecast. Now, you don't know what the government forecast. It's not an outright lie. That's political spin. Political spin is you won the election by 5% of the votes, The other guy say, oh, well, you didn't get a majority of the voters to support you. And you say, yeah, but we won, though. The Constitution requires only that we get more than you, and we didn't. And so that's political spin. But political spin would not be, no, you lost. Like if the opposition said, no, you're lost. You know, like if the opposition said, because the government didn't get a majority of voters to vote for it in Garden and Golden Isles, it lost. That's nonsense. It didn't lose. The government won, right? That wouldn't be political spin the opposition would use, and that'd be a lie. Misinformation is when you falsify information, when you mislead people by tinkering with the facts, the accuracy of the facts. You can have political spin and have accurate information, but you just expose it to a particular narrative that favors you, right? Information has inaccuracies in it. So if you want to know if something is spin or information or misinformation, check for any inaccuracy. If you see one inaccuracy, that ain't no political spin. That may be an attempt at political spin, but that's an attempt. That's also misinformation, right? And so we could do some things, right? You know, we could check our own selves. We could spend some time. And if you two, you don't have the time or you don't have to want to put the effort, well, check with people who's checked. See if they could help you. More often than not, if something can't be corroborated, meaning you can't find another source that a set of sources that supports the thing, then why push it out there? Marvin Dames resigned as a candidate. You ain't yet nowhere else. Only in your little chamber, you heard it. And you think that's something to push out as opposed to ask questions. Check out who's pushing the information out. Now, let me tell you something. Y'all can get mad at me if you want. I have some very basic realities that I deal with. If you are FNM and you are giving advice to the PLP, I'm not going to believe you. Because if you're the FNM trying to win a government, you ain't trying to help the PLP. So you can't convince me that what you're trying to tell the PLP is going to be helpful for the PLP. Now, I'm not talking about when you're in opposition and you're saying to the government, you know, maybe you should try this away and that way. I'm talking about when you are in your political campaign. I see political people who are on opposite sides of the fence telling their opponents, well, what y'all should be looking at, what y'all should be doing. You have to know, I know, you ain't interested in my well. Where is this information coming from? Right? Where's the information coming from? Why would I expect the PLP put out good information on the FNM? The FNM to put out good information on the PLP? The COI to put out good information on the FNM and the PLP? And if I see the COI, no bad information on the FNM and no information on PLP, I'm going to question them. And if I see the PLP doing the same thing, I'm going to question them. Check the source. Right? Look at the context of things and see if the context makes sense. You telling me X, Y, and Z happened and I don't see anything else in that situation that suggests to me that makes sense. That happens to me a lot. People would send me something about the government and I would say, man, that's what I'm talking nonsense. Like bring me investors. They'd bring me people who they say are investors. And these people would start talking to me about monies that they get coming in from the IMF and the World Bank and so forth. I said, listen, you're also talking foolishness to me. First of all, IMF only, and them only deal with countries. So don't even know nonsense, but you're getting money from the European Bank and nonsense. The context is wrong. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on, brother Lang?
Good, yeah, right here, man.
I just, a little humor here. I think you said, in one country, they have AI, member of parliament or something like that?
No, no, cabinet minister. C. Allen actually sent it to me. Yeah, it's Albania.
Oh, they have so what I mean is it an autonomous robot or it's just the AI like machinery?
No, it's like, AI. It's just an AI. It's not a machine.
Yeah, because,
it's an avatar. It's a digital avatar.
They're proudly posting that they have an AI girlfriend, an autonomous robot. I guess I just laughed at it.
Oh yeah, No. In this instance, it's
a gentleman, Mr. Lang. But I hear you. But I mean, to be honest with you, I over the years I've heard you criticize both parties. But I want to share this, you know, as it relates to people who love to opine on things, even as I called and spoke about Mr. Marvin Deems. As I know me, I said it'll highly be unlikely that he's involved in such activities. But for me, I like you said something very personal when you said about your mom as relates to the punch if they write it on your son. But for me, I've been accused of all manner of things and many things that I didn't do. So I know what it feels like. That's what I'm calling
yes.
to say. And so people really don't know what it feels like. You understand why I'm indulging it? Because they have never been accused of something. And people can actually make you guilty, Mr. Lang, and you could be as innocent. And I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, no question about that.
Have a good day.
No question about that. Yeah. Thank you, my friend. Says Z, you're absolutely 100% right. This text says, the sweetest fruit is one that is forbidden. While the truth seems ordinary and dry, but what sweetened the mouth sours the belly and vice versa. Lies are often loved. Truth remains untapped, if not pursued. Gossip is sweetened. You're absolutely right. You know what? You know, I learned something recently that said, listen, the best marriages are the ones that are, in quote, regarded as boring. And not the ones where people are always up on a high and all that kind of stuff. They said because in the marriage, the routines and the normalness of life carries on and continues and so forth and so forth. So sometimes, just like this text says, sometimes the truth is like that, right? It's too boring, man. It ain't exciting enough. So we need somebody to drum something for us. Until they drum up something on us. And then all of a sudden now, we hurt it. Why are you hurting? You was pushing out stuff the other day. I was like to tell people, child, if they talking about someone to you, they can talk to someone about you. If they can laugh while you put it on somebody, they can laugh while someone put it on you. It says, allow me to say the freedom of information requires doesn't exist in this country, so you don't need opposition or laws to change this. People do not know what is the FOIA. You know what it is. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
It's nice listening to you, too. Mr. Lang, you know sometimes it isn't always good to speak the truth, even though you know it, if you're not asked. Perhaps keeping your mouth shut because you live a little longer.
That's true. You know, the Buddhists say, this is what the Buddhists say. The Buddhists say, if a thing is true and unhelpful, don't say it. If a thing is untrue and helpful, don't say it. If a thing is true and helpful, find the right time to say it.
Hey, I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, you can't lose on the side of truth.
No.
But sometimes you could lose.
It could cause you some inconvenience, though.
Yeah, right,
Jesus,
right.
Jesus
right.
died for the truth. He tell them people that he was the Son of God, and they kill him.
Yeah, well, perhaps he should have been smarter and don't tell him. Just be
no,
the Son
no,
of
he
God.
Was, he was smarter than them because in killing him, they got him to save the world.
Oh, that's the way that worked out. All right.
Take our final break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Southwest Plaza. So many stores. I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The following is a paid political message.
Kalani.
That was a paid news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us for these remaining moments of the show. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, I just want to touch on what you said before you went on the break in Lomba, but the caller said, and it is so true, those who speak the truth, and it's not at the right time or it seems inappropriate, you get marshaled for that. I'm experiencing that right now. And so you can know the truth, you can speak the truth, but if you speak the truth the wrong place, the wrong time, well, you guess more hell than speaking lies. All right, sir.
All right, man. Even the Bible talks about timely use of your words, man. Even sometimes with whom you use your word, because don't cast your pearls before swines. But sometimes, you know, you are going to get issues for telling the truth, and it's up to you to decide whether you want to bear the burden of the consequences of your determination to be truthful and speak the truth, you know? So it's a totally personal decision on your part. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Right here, man. What's up?
Right here. Mr. Lang, don't we have laws on our books as relates to the data or the whatever, the regulation as to the posting of...
Prosecuted if found for putting out lies and that kind of stuff. Yes, you can be prosecuted.
Yeah, because I remember when the... Do we have a data... Commissioner?
You have a data commissioner? I'm not sure the office is functional right now, but I mean, you do.
Because I remember when Charmaine Fine in Austin, I think, you know, she was on the radio and other media talking about the use and how you could be prosecuted for whatnot and stuff like that.
But people have been prosecuted. There's a young man who was by me the other day telling me how he was arrested and was put before the courts for something he said about a government leader.
Okay, yeah. I mean, but people don't seem to know that then. Because
or many people believe that they are hiding behind the veil of secrecy that is the internet. Because they could post on fake names and them kind of stuff.
That office or the commissioner needs to be reconstituted or whatever, during the hiatus.
But you don't need the commissioner for that. If somebody defames you on Facebook, on WhatsApp, because all you need for defamation is for them to have shared that in a public space, and that means like that more than I think it's more than two people or whatever the deal is. I've heard whatever they said. And you can then go to the police and file or you could go to your lawyer or whatever. You know, it depends on if it's a criminal something, you could go to the police if it's a lawyer.
Okay. So, I mean, they would have to engage the services of all of these people to find out the IPPW address and all them kind of things if they're using a pseudonym or something like
that.
But that's how it works in a data commissioner's office.
Of course, it'd be more helpful.
If you don't have the finances to really fight it yourself, if it ain't that important to them.
Well, you can't give yourself a conundrum, right? You can't give yourself a conundrum. Either it's a problem that you want to do something about, or you decide I can't do nothing about it, so I can leave it alone. But you can't give yourself a conundrum.
Yeah, but I mean, but then you also have to face reality, because if it's going to cost me more than I, if it's going to cost me more than I have in terms of resources,
then you have a judgment to make. You have a judgment to make.
Which is good. That's why people don't, bother with some things, because I don't have those kind of finances.
Yeah.
So what did they say? That some people plead guilty because they know they ain't got nobody to fight for them, and so they just say.
There might be a simpler way though. So if you use social media to embarrass me, right? Okay, maybe I can't find out everybody, right? But maybe you could find out one or two people. So maybe I don't go and spend up a bunch of money in court. How about I just
more public PSAs from that commission?
Yeah, I agree with you.
So
I agree with you.
Out there constantly, so people can be aware that there are penalties.
I agree with you.
Unless somebody said before you post something, THINK, think, is it true? Mm-hmm. Is it helpful? Is it important? And there were two other acronyms. Before you share something, think, man. Right. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah, I agree with you. 100%. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. This says a spin and misinformation. Both could be tantamount to a lie, at least from the perspective that they are intended to deceive unknowingly. So the type of spin I am often concerned about is where proximity between what is spun and a lie is so thin and transparently so, such that many can see the spin a million miles coming, but the spinner executed it nonetheless, knowing the ultimate intent is not righteous. Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Lang, how you doing, man?
Right here, man. What's up?
Just was reviewing something reference to the G7 nations and their refusal to, at this point in time, to release additional oil reserves. And I just wanted to get your opinion on that, because I'm thinking taking into consideration things like how we're going to get the VAT-free on grocery and how that's going to affect other things. Because I was told that the pathway for oil tankers and everything has been totally stopped. So I'm just wondering, in your opinion, and they said that it is believed that this campaign will probably go on for another few weeks. Based on your experience and what you've known about economics and so forth, how do you think that's going to affect in the immediate, and what Bahamians need to focus on right now?
Yeah, well, I don't know what the G7 determined, but any reduction in the global oil supply is going to, mix of oil is going to go up. We already see that it's up to $100 a barrel in some places in the United States of America, and it's already impacting the price of gas at the pumps in those territories. And so clearly, if this continues to the next set of orders of the oil suppliers to the Bahamas, then that's going to mean higher oil prices for us. And the pass-through on that is going to be inflationary. So we could see higher costs on any number of things, maybe over the next month or so. And if the thing is even more prolonged, then you can have even more impact if these oil-producing countries don't free up more oil, and they might not be incentivized to do so, because this might be an opportunity for them not to take in more revenue than they would have been getting. Do we have another call on the line? Okay. I mean, my one, I can do something about what I do something about. So I can be careful not to be putting out there misinformation, inaccurate information, untruths. I can do that. I can't stop somebody else from doing it, but I can make sure. I can make sure I don't become the propagator of these nonsense things, right? So with that in mind, maybe we can reduce some of the nonsense by ourselves not being participants in their spread. We should also be careful to listen and read and understand what it is being told to us. Don't let people gaslight you. Don't let people try to misdirect you. Don't let people try to mislead you. Don't let people try to make you think you're going out your head when you see what you see. You're experiencing what you're experiencing. Don't do it. It says, good day, Brother Lang. Excellent talk show. I am a true Bahamian from the era of Sir Randall Fox and Honorable Carlton E. Francis. While growing up in New Providence, Salah, I have fought for justice, fair play, and truth from 1970 to 2026. However, I have paid a God Almighty as my refuge and protection for life, Salah, from the mayor of Grand Bahama. Okie dokie. Oh, wow. This says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I saw videos of Marvin Deems last walkabout. And it was a huge crowd. Dogs don't bark at parked cars. Someone also say dog carry bone, dog bring bone. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, so glad you could join us today. God's best life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. You all have a fantastic afternoon. You've been listening to See Live. I'm Shabab Alain, your host.
Take a stand, everybody.